ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 18 वर्स नंबर 39। तावत् परिचरेत् भक्तः श्रद्धावान् अनसूयकः यावत् ब्रह्म विजानीयान् यावत् ब्रह्म विजानीयाम् मामेव गुरुमादृतः तावत् परिचरेत् भक्तः श्रद्धावान् अनसूयकः यावत् ब्रह्म विजानीयाम् मामेव गुरुमादृतः तावत् परिचरेत् भक्तः श्रद्धावान् अनसूयकः यावत् ब्रह्म विजानीयान् मामेव गुरुमादृतः। तावत् परिचरेत् भक्तः श्रद्धावान् अनसूयकः यावत् ब्रह्म विजानीयान् मामेव गुरुमादृतः तावत् परिचरेत् भक्तः श्रद्धावान् अनसूयकः यावत् ब्रह्म विजानीयान् मामेव गुरुमादृतः तावत् परिचरेत् भक्तः श्रद्धावान् अनसूयकः यावत् ब्रह्म विजानीया मामेव गुरुना। माताजी, तावत् परिचरेत् भक्तः श्रद्धावान् अनसूयकः यावत् ब्रह्म विजानीया नामेव गुरुमादृतः। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। तावत् दैट लॉन्ग परिचरेत शुड सर्व भक्तः द डिवोटी श्रद्धावान विथ ग्रेट फेथ अनसूयकः बीइंग विदाउट एनवी यावत् अंटिल ब्रह्म स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज विजानियाद he clearly realizes mam me eva indeed gurum the spiritual master adratah with great respect. Translation: until a devotee has clearly realized spiritual knowledge, he should continue with great faith and respect and without envy to render personal service to the Guru, who is non-different from me. Purport: as stated by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Guru Ashtaka prayers, Yascha Prasadad Bhagavat Prasadah, one receives the mercy of Supreme Lord through the mercy of bona fide spiritual master. A devotee who has been blessed by his Guru with spiritual knowledge becomes qualified to directly engage in the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada always emphasized that service to the spiritual master in separation, pushing on the mission of the Guru, is the highest form of devotional service. The word paricharet in this verse indicates waiting upon one's master by rendering personal service. In other words, One who has not clearly realized the teachings of his spiritual master should remain very close to the Guru to avoid falling down into illusion. But one who has acquired realized knowledge by mercy of his spiritual master may expand the spiritual master's mission by traveling around the world to preach Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svabadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So before beginning, I would like to seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the pleasure of Lord for my purification and for your pleasure. Today's verse is giving importance to how it is very necessary to have a guru. The first thing is that without the mercy of guru, we cannot realize this spiritual knowledge. This is the first thing. Secondly, it is described that till when we can stay with guru, in the sense till what extent we should acquire knowledge. And third thing, when we should start, or rather, how to please the Guru to get this His mercy and mercy of Krishna, so that we can push the mission of the Guru. In 10th canto, there is one leela is that Krishna subduing Kaliya. So in that, in Krishna book, Prabhupada explains that Krishna stayed in the coils of Kaliya for 2 hours. And what is the reason? He explains that when all the Vrajavasis came and they saw that their beloved is in such a precarious condition, they could not tolerate, and their anxiety increased to such an extent that they were about to give up their life. So Krishna waited till that moment, and then he immediately expanded, and then he got relieved from Kaliya's coil, and then suddenly started dancing on the Kaliya's hoods. And then gradually Vrajavasis were relieved little bit that now Krishna is sort of safe, but still he is nearby Kaliya, anything can happen. But then when they saw that Krishna was dancing on his hoods and Kaliya is subdued, actually he has surrendered. And then when finally Krishna came out of Yamuna with so many ornaments, jewels and garlands given by the Nagapatnis, then they become very jubilant, very happy. So before 2 hours, I mean before Krishna coming out of Yamuna, they were in extreme anxiety. And now, exactly opposite, they were in extreme happiness. So all of them, they saw that now this, at this moment, you know, irrespective of age, gender, everybody is was with Krishna. So they said, this is the situation which we are always hankering for. So why to go to Vrindavan? Let us stay here only with Krishna. Full happiness. They are expecting that this should go on eternally. But Krishna again creates some another leela. So Jiva Goswami and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that as Krishna was being, Kaliya was being driven away from Yamuna, one of his friend, he became very angry that, you know, he lost his association, Kaliya's association. So he took form of fire and then he surrounded all the Vrajavasis. And again, the happiness ended and again they become anxious. Krishna, please help us. And Krishna again then somehow saved them. So if you see the life of Vrajavasis, that every day there is anxiety. So Krishna in Vrindavan has this task. The basic intention is that everybody should be absorbed in me, in Krishna. So Krishna has this task in Vrindavan and the same task in this material world is carried by Maya. She also is very shrewd. She leaves no one, in no one's life is an eternal happiness. Wherever you live in this 14 planetary system, she arranges in such a way that one has to be in anxiety. Different kinds of anxiety. So, in second kind of Brahmadev describes to Narada, what is position of Maya? Vilajya manaya yasya statum ikshamaya amuya vimohita vikathante mamaham itin durdhiya. Brahmadev says that she has no power to come in front of Krishna, but she has all power behind Krishna. So those who are in her grip, rather those who are in the darkness in this material world, they are always subjugated by the power of Maya. And what is the symptom of someone who is in Maya? He will speak all nonsense. Mamaham iti durdhiya, because his intelligence is durdhiya, ill intelligence. So he will just speak me and mine. And in that position, he will act in such a way that he will create anxiety after anxiety by his activities. So we read Bhagavatam, Srimad, Bhagavad Gita, and so many times we see this material world is compared to forest fire or darkness. Samsara Maya is like Maya, I Andhakar, like that. So you know that. Whenever, if suppose at night, in Amavasya day, electricity goes, it is complete darkness. The parents then specifically tell their children that wherever you are, stay there. Don't do anything. Because if you do anything, then either you will break something or you will break yourself. And when mother brings a candle, then you can see where is what and then you can act. Similarly, this whole world is a darkness where now only Guru, when he brings the torchlight of knowledge, then we can see what is what. That's why we say, Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. With this Timirandhasya, everybody is blinded by the darkness of Ajnana, ignorance. And Guru gives Jnananjana, the torchlight of knowledge, and then we can open our eyes. Chakshun unmilitam yena. That's why it says that we eternally offer obeisances to this Guru who gives us this knowledge. Chakshu dana dilodai janme janme prabhu sei. Then whatever we do, then we know actually where is, if if we act in a darkness, then we may see that, we may perceive that there is a door in front of me. But if you move forward, you will bang your head on the wall. So, it's very, very important, it's necessity. That's why it's there. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreyam uttamam. It is not that you may or you must go. That's what Prabhupada, it's one Prabhupada says. You have to go to guru. Otherwise, all activities will create one more and more anxiety. So, someone may ask that you are talking about darkness, but right now we can see, isn't it? I can see this. I can see people. So, how can we see, understand that this samsara is a darkness? So, Acharya says, thus, the proposal of Maya to have a different kinds of happiness by dealing with the sense objects, the person who is not enlightened cannot see what is within. So, with all kinds of his activities, with his conceptions of the way of living, that I can be happy in this world, everybody has this one and only one experience, that I got cheated. You know, he sees that this person can give me happiness. I can let me have a relation with him. Or this gadget will give me happiness. This particular way of living can give me happiness. But at the end, he comes at this nothing actually. The expectation is something else. So, that is why the importance is given that only humans have given the higher intelligence, which should be enlightened in the sense awakened. Someone was giving an example that, you know, this restaurant wala, they if they have an excess sabji at night, suppose, they don't throw it. They use it in the morning to make bread pakodas. So stale alu sabji, but the bread pakodas is very nice. So early in the morning, people go and they see, oh, it's hot bread pakoda. And they smell the outer covering of that vada. So it is hot and it tastes good. So they eat it. But if the same pakoda is given to the dog, he smells and he says, andar kuch gadbad hai, bahar theek hai. He can smell through. So just like that, dog has a smelling power, specific smelling power. Similarly, the humans have a higher intelligence where they can understand absolute truth. So it is, that's why Shastra says that they should not start there, they should start doing some austerity. And it's not that only just for living we should have a guru. Just like certain idea is, okay, everything is perfect, but you know, some kind of social pressure is there that if I have some guru, then you know, in socially I'll be dharmic, you know, a dharmic, yeah, only not social. So it is like, that everybody likes fail. But if your stomach is full, then still, if somebody wants to serve you, then he has to create some, you know, you have to put some karkuras, shave on it, you know. So that will be a more acceptable person, because he said, okay, even though I have no place in stomach, but still I will have it. So that kind of attitude will not create any kind of change in the person's life. So this shouldn't be the approach towards the going to guru, but jivasya tattva jigyasa. We should not approach to guru when asking some material, solving the material problems, but what is absolute truth? Like, apanara hita hita kichu na jani. This is what is the condition of everybody. What is beneficial for me? What is detrimental to me? Nobody knows. That's why we have to go. Who am I and what is best for me? That should be our goal to approach guru. Now, in Prabhupada's second part is mentioned that the disciple should remain with the guru till he understands the absolute truth, I mean his teachings perfectly. Not in between half knowledge. Just like there is a story we know that. See, we had no idea about spiritual life before coming to Krishna consciousness. But within two, three years, by reading some books, by hearing from the guru, we understand what is material, what is spiritual. We immediately start quoting materialist, you know. Before we had no idea about materialist. So we can discriminate between material and spiritual within very few years. But if with that particular knowledge, if you start spreading the mission of guru, then it may not create so much favorable condition. That's like this story of one. There was an animal doctor who had one compounder. And a new compounder, he goes for one project. They see that a horse has a swollen neck, and he says, compounder sees that, okay, I want to learn now. And this doctor goes and sees, and he says, bring the hathoda, and he bangs on the neck of the horse, and horse starts running. So compounder says, this is very easy to become a doctor. Just take hathoda, bang it, and doctor says, okay, come on. So, no sir, thank you very much for giving me this knowledge. Now I can be a doctor myself. Independently he starts doing all sorts of adventures, and then within few days the news starts coming that from so many villages many animals are dying because of the doctor. And the news comes to the guru that what kind of knowledge you have given to your disciple? He is killing everybody. Then he brings it, then the point comes that then the guru tells him, that doctor, that you rascal, that horse had a watermelon in his neck. That's why I have broken it. So you should have asked. You should have a patience to learn everything. So not just knowing material, what is material world, what is spiritual world is not enough. You need to learn from guru humility, compassion and sensitivity with which we have to transfer this knowledge to the other party. Suppose if someone's very dear friend dies and I know philosophy in you, so jatasi dror muttur mrityur dhruvam janmavrtasya tasmat aparihare arthe natvam sochitum arhasi. If you start speaking like that everybody has to die and he gets again body, so he will get devastated because he has a certain emotion there now. Immediately you can't speak like this. So by remaining very close to guru, we have to learn from him how he deals with various individuals in various situations, case to case. Then we can have an effect, particular positive effect, where he'll get transformed and he'll get closer to Krishna. Otherwise, it will have another effect. We see all those who have learned from their guru perfectly, not half, they have done this perfect preaching. In Shukadeva Goswami's case, when Parikshit Maharaj meets him and asks him that, okay, tell me what is the specific duty of everybody at all times and specifically at the time of death, what one should do and what one should not do. And then Shukadeva Goswami immediately starts banging, what not to do. And he just says that deha patra kalatra adishu atma sainishu asat sopi. So it seems that he is very sort of envious of another ashramism. You know, he is a renunciate and Parikshit Maharaj is a grahastha. So it may be perceived that, you know, you are all sorts of doing nonsense and all. But no, here he is in such a situation he couldn't see that, you know, still people are so much into maya. I mean, they can come up, but they are so much into deep into that. And not so that's why they use certain kind of things when the hardcore philosophy is required at particular time, but they are very sensitive to the individuals. Later when the 10th canto, when Shukadeva Goswami described that how Devaki prays to Krishna that, you know, you have taken this four-armed form. Kamsa will know and immediately he'll try to kill you. So please take baby form. And Krishna transforms into baby form. And then she says that I can hide you then. But immediately then Vasudevji transfer Krishna to Golok, Gokul. And there all the Vrajavasis, what they do? Just like all rivers go to ocean, they rush towards ocean. Similarly, all the Vrajavasis, they take valuable gifts and they rush toward Nanda Maharaja's home. Why? They want to see now the beautiful Krishna, baby form. So, just like when we hear, we imagine, isn't it? If I say, take flower, so immediately your emotion will say, yes. But if I say, take stool, so immediately we'll do. So, why I'm saying this? When Shukadeva Goswami is narrating the beautiful form of Krishna, as a baby Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj is actually imagining how beautiful Shishu, how tender Krishna is, how Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj are taking care of Krishna. And suddenly he moves to, he says that now Vasudev has given Krishna to Nanda Maharaj and Kamsa has started his atrocious activities trying to kill Krishna. And then he says, Kamsena Prahita Ghora Putana Bala Ghatini. So now he is imagining everything is nicely going on. And now he hears that Kamsa has sent Putana, who is a Bala Ghatini, Shishum Chachara Nighnanti. And she is now Purak Grama Vrajadishu. She has come to Vrindavan now. And her only task is to kill Shishu. And she is Chachara, wandering now from every village and town near Vrindavan. That means now she will come to Krishna also. Immediately Shukadeva Goswami sees Parikshit Maharaj is very anxious, perturbed. What will happen to Krishna now? And suddenly to pacify him, this is sensitiveness, he immediately says, Na yatra sharanadini raksho gnani swakarmasu. Wherever people are doing their occupational duty of devotional service by chanting and hearing, there cannot be any bad elements. Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur. Why? Because Satvatam Bhartur means one who, Krishna, who is always protector of his devotees. He is present there himself. So don't worry. In Gokul there is no bad is going to happen. So immediately Parikshit Maharaj becomes pacified. So this is how there should be a balance of the hardcore philosophy with the tender nature of the receiver. How he is going to understand or transform this knowledge into his mind. So, similarly, in first canto, there is an episode that Vidurji goes to pilgrimage and he surrenders to Maitri Rishi. And they mentioned that in 13th chapter that when all of his doubts are solved, A.K. Bhakti Govinda, and then he become established in the devotional service or focus in service to Krishna, then he stopped asking all questions. He has asked so many questions, we see, third, fourth, fifth, on and on, third, fourth mostly. Then he become sort of satisfied. And then he comes back to Dhritarashtra. Now, for all those years, Vidura has warned and given instructions to Dhritarashtra hundreds and thousands of times. But now when he has got blessings of Guru, his words have now power. So he comes and directly gives the same hardcore philosophy which he gave before. But it has now a perfect effect. So now he knows where to touch. So now, being sensitive, he touches Dhritarashtra's Kshatriya nerve, where it will hit him hard now. So he gives two shlokas, he tells that. He says, Pitra Bhatra Surut Putra Hataste Vikatam Vayam. He says, you are in the war, all your relatives, friends, brothers, and even your sons are dead. So actually, Dhritarashtra, if you see, he has nothing to do with brothers and relatives died. Because if he would, death of Pandu would have created some transformation in his heart and he would have been very favorably disposed to Pandavas. But he had not. But he was very much attached to Putra. That's why Vidura says, Putra Hatas. Become grave now, your sons are dead. Secondly, he says, Atma cha jarayagrastha paragiham upasate. You have become old, your sons are dead, young at young age, and you are living in another house. So Kshatriya dependent on other. This is also very painful to hear. And then he says, Aho mahi asir jantor jivitasya yatha bhavan bhima apavarjitam pindam adatya graha palavat. Then this is the bomb on him. He says, alas, what is the hope for a living entity to continue living in such a precarious condition where the person who has killed all of your children, all of your sons, his remnants you are eating like a household dog. So the arrangement is such that target, he is, Vidura is speaking to everybody, hardcore philosophy. But his target was Dhritarashtra, and Dhritarashtra also understood, because now the words have blessings of Guru. And that's why effect is, even though it's very harsh to for someone to hear at old age, suppose Dhritarashtra is very old to speak like this, but he immediately understands and leaves. But surprisingly, when Vidura came, Yudhishthir asked him, have you visited Dwarka during pilgrimage? What about Krishna Balaram? How are they? And Uddhava already told Vidura that Krishna has already gone back. But Vidura is very sensitive. He says, Nanva Priyam Durvishaham. He at any point of time could not see Pandavas in a distressed condition. Why? Because he says, Nridam Swayam Upasthitam. Durvishyam means calamities come on their own accord. So, na avidayat sa karuno. So, compassion. So, from Guru we have to see this, as we learn this compassion also. So, sensitivity and compassion, that if anyway the news will come, why I aggravate it? Generally, envious person will aggravate it, even though he some news will not come, he will say, Arey, tumhara beta fail ho gaya? Like that. I mean, the point what I am making is, as a preacher, we should be compassionate, not trying to sort of paradukha sukhi end me. We should, that I have knowledge and I can smash you. Not like that. So, Vidura here perfectly manifest this compassion and give hardcore philosophy to Dhritarashtra. Same time. And you see, further, when Dhritarashtra, Gandhar and Vidura leave, Yudhishthir becomes again, anxious. He laments that, oh, what happened, my all elders have gone. Narad Muni comes. He is also a preacher. Now, he is not compassionate. He knows that now Pandavas cannot live without Krishna. Krishna has already gone. So he said, what kind of lamentation? He uses one word, that this lamentation, this separation from someone is only mohat, is only because of illusion. This powerful, the whole series of verses are so powerfully arranged that those who are too much attached, they can really understand that actually what is the fact, where are we right now. So he said, snehad anyatra mohajat. So all sorts of separation which happens because of sneha, he said, because of moha, illusion. He gives an analogy. He says, now Yudhishthir sees that my uncle and auntie are what? Blind. Who will take care of them? So he says, now Narada's focus was, now Pandava should wind up. That's why he uses that, what sort of inquiry you are doing, what about, who will protect you? He says, Kala karma gunadhino, Dehoyam pancha bhautika katham anyam stu gopayet sarpagrastha yathaparam. All of us are in the jaws of serpent, kala, karma, guna. They are constantly swallowing us. Some of us are 80% in some are 10% already. So what kind of talk we can make that how can I protect others? And with this same effect happens, even Pandavas retired for the North. So different situations, same philosophy for the perfect result. The result should happen. I remember in 2007, when we were in Brahmacharya training, 20 devotees, we would go in pairs for book distribution in the train. And we had made our own announcements, you know, everybody had their own announcements. Because we were new, so compassion, sensitivity and everything was far away, but we know that what is material, what is spiritual. So some would say that, arre, manushya janma mein aaye ho, to Bhagavad Gita padho, varna kutta, ghoda, you know, some people would say like that. But my announcement was based on karma. So I used to say that, see, every second there are so many people are getting birth. But some are getting birth in a rich family. Some are getting birth on a road. Why this is happening? So because they have pious activity, they are getting higher birth. Because they are impious, they are doing impious activity, they are getting lower birth. I mean, in the sense, poor birth. This was going on for many months and books were going. No problem. One day, when I did the same thing, one person patted on me from the back and it was jam-packed train. He said, "Acha, to hum log papi hai?" So he was looking very poor by the dress and was very strong. You know, my height was like till his neck. So any time he could beat me. So immediately, I never realized that, you know, some situation may come that person, I mean, can question me like this. So he said, "To tum kya, tum log bahut pious." He started blasting me. I said, "Aaj to gaya main." So I started praying. So I was thinking that let me throw him, you know, sort of, if he starts fighting me, then how can I defend myself? I was thinking like this. So simultaneously praying to Krishna. So nearby, to the left of me, one very fat fellow, you know, sheet like person was there, you know, golden chain and so he was hearing us. So he immediately said, he saw me perspiring actually. So he told him, "Kya problem hai? Acha kaam kar raha hai na wo? Geeta de raha hai, lena hai to lo, varna chup baitho." So because he saw him, you know, very rich person, so immediately he became quiet and I ran away from them. And then I immediately changed that particular announcement, because it was very offensive because we will come to certain people who are poor. So you can't preach like that. So we have to balance like that. Then I came to announcement that, okay, Gita. So then I found one person who came with one balm. He said, "Kuch bhi dar, sar dar, naak dar, kaan dar, shoulder dar, sab pe kaam karega ye." Well, similarly, then I made announcement that Bhagavad Gita, problems, you can solve all problems. So accordingly, when you go, you see, if there are children there, pariksha mein pass hona hai, achhe marks, kaise buddhi badhao. If there are ladies, you know, so depends on ghar mein saas bahu se kaise ye. So accordingly, you make announcement that Gita solves all problems. So point what I'm making is, in association with Guru, it is required that patiently we should learn everything before going to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So, even Krishna, in Gita you see, he has a balance. He speaks about pessimistic view about material world, but actually balances it with optimistic view about spiritual world. He gives all information. If you see, he speaks first in this Dukhalam or Shashvatam. So the two words are very, very dangerous for a person who is a materialist, isn't it? Dukhala and Ashasutam. And Bhutva, Bhutva, Pralayate. Even if you say that I can live here eternally, it is Dukhala and Ashasutam. But it is constantly being annihilated and on and on and on. And he balances it with, he says, but there is one world, parastasmattu bhavo anyo, avyakto avyaktat sanatana. So this material world will go in annihilated time and again, but that world remains intact, eternally, and it is transcendental. And there are many Mahatmas, they go there and they never want to come back again here. So if we give this balance, then person will be, you know, steady to listen and he'll accept. And then we can, then Prabhupada writes in purport that once he has realized that now we cannot fall down, in the sense, I know everything perfectly, Maya cannot touch me, the darkness is there, but I have a torchlight of knowledge given by Guru, I can see the facade in the whatever is being offered by the Maya time and again, then he can be safe. But now in this particular situation, in Kali Yuga, where Radha Gopinath Prabhu, once he was telling that for a preacher, he should be always connected now and then with the seniors and the association of devotees. Because why? He gave an example that if there is a well and all of the villagers are just drawing water from there, so it will run dry. It has to be connected with the constant water reservoir, isn't it? Then it can have a fresh water all the time. So similarly, we cannot cut relationship with the Guru that, okay, now I have done. In the sense, that's what Prabhupada writes, that we, not in any position we can claim that now I know better than Guru, or I know more than Guru now. We should be always, Chakshudhana Dilavjai, Janme Janme Prabhu Se, means, whatever state we may attain, we will be always subordinate to the Guru. I don't know, this Narottam Das Thakur pastime, I think he goes, similar to Shyamananda Pandit's that pastime, that when he goes in the trance and he is in his constitutional position and Radharani wants to go to meet Krishna, but her earring is lost. And all the gopis are searching for that, and even Narottam Das Thakur also in his gopi form, he is searching and he finds it. But surprisingly, he doesn't go directly to Radharani and says, I found it. He searched for his guru. I found it. So the point what I am making is, Prabhupada says that this is what is the crux, that, you know, someone will say, "Arey, what a chance, direct mercy from Radharani. You lost it." But no, actual etiquette is, we should have a guru in between. Guru makes sambandha of a jiva with Krishna. So that sambandha will eternally exist. So there is no direct mercy, there is only direct current. So Prabhupada writes, ki we cannot jump over Guru to have a directly serve Krishna. We always have a grateful blessings of Guru. And his mission, we have to spread Guru's mission. And then we see that although this Maya is all powerful on all living entities, when we are in the safest position of under the Guru's guidance to spread the mission of Krishna, then she will not harm us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nithai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Sorry.